With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. The manhunt for a killer continues in Minnesota. Authorities say a gunman posed as a police officer and fatally shot a Democratic state lawmaker in her suburban Minneapolis home. Governor Tim Walz says this should serve as a reminder that we must settle our differences peacefully and move society to a better place.
An unspeakable tragedy has unfolded in Minnesota. My good friend and colleague, Speaker Melissa Hortman and her husband Mark, were shot and killed early this morning in what appears to be a politically motivated assassination. Our state lost a great leader, and I lost a dearest of friends.
Authorities say the suspect, identified as 57-year-old Vance Bolter, also shot and wounded a second lawmaker and his wife. In Washington, D.C., military tanks, soldiers, and aircraft were featured in a large military parade which filed past President Trump in a viewing stand on Constitution Avenue. The event celebrated the Army's 250-year history and coincided with the President's 79th birthday.
You make us strong, and tonight you have made all Americans very proud. They're watching from all over the world, actually. Made them all very proud.
In cities across the country, however, hundreds of thousands of protesters demonstrated against the president and his agenda.
I think the message is that many in the American public are not going to stand for this. We're not going to stand for a king. We're not going to stand for a fascist authoritarian leader. And that's what all of this is about. And we'll stand together with each other and say that over and over again.
In the Middle East, Israel unleashed airstrikes across Iran for a third day and threatened even greater force as the two countries exchange fire. This is SRN News. A new look at global religion. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it reveals that Islam is the fastest-growing faith on the planet. Between 2010 and 2020, Islam added about 350 million new followers, more than all other religions combined. Christianity is losing ground, but still boasts the most total followers globally, 2.3 billion compared to 2 billion even for Islam. However, in third place and growing fast is the religiously unaffiliated, now numbering 1.9 billion. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Montana's Supreme Court has struck down several pro-life laws, including the state's 20-week abortion ban. In that ruling, the court said the Montana Constitution includes a right to be left alone and to have access to abortion. The justices ruled that this right is not affected by the U.S. Supreme Court ruling that overturned Roe v. Wade. This is SRN News. A new study shows Republicans and Democrats rely on different media sources.
The study by the Pew Research Center shows when it comes to trusted media sources, the two political parties have little in common. Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, two business-oriented publications, are the only sources that both Republicans and Democrats say they're more likely to trust than distrust.
That's correspondent Mike Hempen reporting. Consumer sentiment increased in June for the first time in 6 months, the latest sign that Americans' views of the economy have improved as inflation has stayed relatively tame. In the NHL playoffs, the Florida Panthers move within a victory of their second straight Stanley Cup title, beating Edmonton 5-2 in Game 5. Next game in that series coming up on Tuesday night. More details at srnnews.com.